the eccentric Phil Thomas Cat here. I welcome you to the Mega 64 podcast.
Wow. That intro
never gets
being
old.
I think we need to start every broadcast with that from here on out. No question.
Yeah.
That kicks us into, I see that. The excited Phil Thomas Cat. I see him on camera. I hear sultry tone of his voice.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to
One suggestion, though? And I don't know if we're even legally allowed to do this.
Say it.
But it needs the classic Uncharted Zone sound effect with transition into us. Do you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Phil Thomas Cat, what you saw on the screen, he edited that himself.
Yeah.
If he didn't want to include that, that's up to him. That's not up to you, Sean.
I'm just saying the transition is I need that sound.
No, dude.
What happened to me?
You don't circumcise the Michelangelo statues of David when he's mid-roll.
Yeah. You don't see the Sistine ceiling and go, be better if it was cell-shaded like Jet Set Radio.
Yeah. Don't tell your daddy.
Are you serious?
I would never tell my dad nor Phil Thomas Cat how to.
Okay. Yeah.
Dang it. I looked at the picture of my grandma right there and I'm sorry. I ghosted. I'm sorry. I said the wrong word.
That was a trick.
I said it.
I did lead you right in.
You let me in and grandma, I apologize.
Well, what did Garrett do?
He said the F word too.
I broke the 5-minute rule.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Dude, don't tell your daddy how to.
Wow. So we've all cursed in the fight. Well, no, I haven't.
See, you get a.
If I ever.
Hey, but I want to say.
Potty mouth.
That I have been so good with it. In the past,
No.
That was the wrong thing. Brian, we're screwed. Which is worse?
I cussed!
This theme song is. Wait. This show has gone to hell. I meant to say that, but
you said.
Nothing works.
What is happening?
Well,
I think. Hey, Brian. I think something with that deck got messed up. Like it was glitching out.
Oh, so, I've seen some deck glitching.
So, yeah.
Theme song. Now we got all the bugs sorted out. It was Halloween, and we all know this place is haunted. And the spooks and spirits were making. We should laugh with them.
Yeah,
we're supposed to laugh with them. So let's laugh, and thank you. I see the hype train still going. So obviously we're doing something right.
What a surprise!
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of people. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. First of all, I'm going to point out a few things you might notice. Wait. Let me back up just a second.
Back it up
here. This is going to be a great episode of the Mega 64 podcast. A lot going on this week, but let me just say, we have a new sponsor tonight that I have never been more excited for. A momentous occasion. You might think a sponsor on a podcast. Oh, please, come on.
I'm not going to be excited about this. Is what they're thinking.
Yeah,
this
company. They don't do sponsorships like this, and they made an exception for us.
They did. And
so we'll bring it up later.
You think we're blowing smoke? Just wait and see who's blowing smoke.
Yeah, we'll see what you're blowing later.
Yeah.
But anyway, tonight's episode, you're going to notice a few things. Number one, Derek's not here.
What's up with that, yo?
Yeah. Anyway, number
DDC,
two.
DDC, Derek didn't come.
No. Yeah, number two. Why the Halloween decorations? Halloween ended.
I'm still rude.
That's rude. They're not Halloween decorations. One, we decorated for the election.
Oh,
so we got festive decor. This is how everyone feels this week, and we went ahead and decorated for it. And Derek is he's working on his campaign as a last ditch effort candidate. You guys have heard his statements and his policies on here before. So that's what he's doing.
You can write him in.
I wouldn't do
that.
We wish him a lot of luck.
I wouldn't.
I already voted, so I guess it doesn't matter.
I want to say write him in as a candidate because, he's trying. But don't. That's a waste.
That's a huge
waste.
Wait for a different year.
Yeah.
And then do that. if you so choose. Actually, no. Don't do that. Wait till his name's actually on the ballot, because I believe wholeheartedly that one day it will be.
I'm getting mixed signals.
So wait for that. Don't. Yeah.
Don't write it in. Yeah.
That's stupid. Okay.
You don't have to do that. We're just doing a goof. Don't do
joke.
It.
It's a comedy show.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what we do. It's all jokes.
I've been told it's hilarious by many people.
Well, I don't mind the political decorations because I'm still in kind of the spooky spirit.
Yeah, what's going on with your, what's happening to you?
I got to be on a vitamin D drip because I'm just like dehydrated and oh, I kind of overdid it on Halloween.
You partied too hard on Halloween.
On All Hallows Eve and Halloween and pretty much into today. I've just been hitting it so hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Damn,
like man. It's so festive and just getting into all every activity, pumpkin every flavor.
Yeah, dude.
Pumpkin every flavor. Every flavor of pumpkin you could think of.
I'm still munching candy corns.
Yeah,
like
dude.
It's going out of business.
And just like our, you know, we did a little kind of like low key stream last night.
Oh yeah.
Because a few of us here realized we're just going to be sitting around on Halloween. Like there's nothing going on. So we did a little low key stream here, which is a lot of fun, but I said it on there and I will say it again. This is a pro candy corn studio. Mm-hmm. Mm. And if you have a problem with that, if the divide is too great.
Yeah.
Go watch the, H3 podcast. Go watch
the Kleins. Get into your Klein mood.
Yeah, go watch
put on some fucking pastel colors and
yeah, go watch Pajama Pants podcast
shove
with
it
the
up
Sopranos
your ass.
Kids, okay? Don't leave a negative no negative comments, please.
No, thank you.
By the way, I'm going to say that at the beginning of every podcast too. That's going to be right in connection with the Phil Thomas cat plug. I'm going to go, no negative comments, please.
Can that be our new ceasefire special shirt that Meg designs that says no negative comments, please?
That'd be great.
I like that idea. That's Meg, get on that.
No negative comments, please.
Because
then if you leave one, you look like such a dick.
But if you wear a shirt that says that, so when I'm out in public and I hear something negative, it's like, excuse me.
Excuse me. I warned you.
Keep it to yourself.
Read the shirt.
Yeah.
Not here. Not now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
So, okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
So let's get obviously we do want to keep it positive here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, I want to talk about Halloween real quick, if that's okay. I have things to say about it.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I have a serious thing to talk about.
But, yeah, it's serious.
Well, I'll let you do that because my Halloween thing was not serious.
I got more serious than his thing. Can I do that first?
Okay.
The most serious
thing?
Yeah,
go ahead. Okay. Yeah, Garrett trumps us all. He wins.
Happy Halloween. Okay. What do you think, guys?
That's pretty good.
Pretty good stuff.
That's right. Pretty good.
So then you had a serious thing.
I was just gonna say rest in peace Sean Connery.
Egg on my face.
Do we get a lot of misspellings on that one?
I didn't retweet any just because for one reason I was busy. I didn't get around to it, but I did see before I fell asleep, man, there were a lot of Sean Connery tweets. There were a lot, but I want to know, and I'm not, you know, all respect to, James Bond?
Yes.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Of course. Come on.
But, we had bets on when this would happen. Does
we
anyone
did.
Know who
but
ended
that
up
bet
winning?
Was made in like 20. 20-
In the Disneyland,
but here's the thing:
parking lot.
People were linking me to personal channel videos we did where we said like, "Yo, he will not make it to 2011 or 2012 or whatever it was." So that is all past. But the one thing I keep hearing is Dr. Ryan, keeps saying, "I want to bet." What I don't remember him being involved.
At a party.
Let's see the footage.
And I don't remember it.
Yeah, okay.
And he's saying Derek won. I had the last bet with him. He wouldn't make it to 2020.
Well, he did.
But he did.
He did. He made it 2020.
So Derek won.
He didn't make it through it.
Oh, Ryan's saying he lost.
Oh.
I lost.
So everyone lost?
So
there had to be a winner, I thought.
All I'm saying is
Sean Connery.
Derek won.
Is it on my channel? I don't know whose channel it's on, but it's a Wager of Doom is what it's called.
I think it's on Rocco's channel.
Is it Rocco's channel? It's someone's.
Yeah, I think it's on mine.
I think it's on Rocco's channel, and then Derek wins. I didn't watch all of it, but I remembered it once I saw the beginning. Derek won $20 from Eric because he said that wouldn't happen. So I believe he paid Derek that day, But I don't know if any others were made. It looks like Ryan lost one right now.
This is very confusing.
Well, I thought someone told me they won the bet, and I thought it was Ryan. I apologize. You know, you make so many false claims about what you've won. I just assumed you had done it. No, but I just don't. Someone told me they won a bet, and I want to know who it was.
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't Sean Connery.
Sean Connery
definitely lost that one.
But if you think about it, the bet was that he dies in like 2012, and he went well past that. So maybe he did win, if you think about it. 90 years old. If I can make it to 90, I feel like I won. You know, I'm not losing no bet if I made it to 90 years old.
He was the man now, dog, or the man then. But
remember the site went away and it came back. I'm glad it's back to see his.
He does
demise.
Not get enough credit, and that's why I kind of wanted to bring it up. Was just that guy started himself all these so many memes, meme culture with "You're the Man Now" with ytmnd.com. Oh my God, that was one of the best contributions to the internet.
Yeah,
ever.
Thank you, Sean.
And I mean, even just today, I was walking around the studio singing. I believe you have my stapler.
Yeah, he was singing that
classic.
You know,
I don't know if you could sing that, Rocco, actually.
Mm. Oh, sorry. There was, I believe you have my stapler. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, there was a lot of great stuff.
So
shout out to that.
Also, you guys may forget Celebrity Jeopardy. Now, he had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
But they made fun of him.
He probably co-wrote it or something.
So that was good. That was great. Back in the day, I used to love those.
Yeah.
So let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Hey, so Halloween.
Yeah.
I got fucking trick-or-treaters at my house.
Whoa.
Get the fuck out of here, you little shits and your parents. Get out of here.
I figured that was going to happen.
Did they have masks?
No. No.
Oh, and your worst nightmare. So that's the one thing I wanted to say. Yeah. Is some, I wish I could, I follow somebody who said this. They said it much better than I would, but they were like, yo, some of you guys were out doing shit on Halloween and didn't wear a mask. The night it's the easiest to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Like you, like the most cakewalk thing you could have done. Right.
Yeah.
So kids were doing the same thing.
So I was in the front yard. What I did with my kids, which it sucks. Like they were all sad. They couldn't go trick or treating. I made a scavenger hunt. Jenny made a scavenger hunt, and we set up in the backyard. And like it was like everywhere they went, they found candy. At the end, they had this huge like it was fucking like an Easter basket, kind of full of like toys. Because they felt so bad that they got ripped this year, and they loved it. They had a good time. But I was setting it up, and then I hear a trick or treat from behind me. I'm in my front yard. I'm like, what the fuck? And it's these like four kids and their parents all dressed up in costumes, no masks. I'm like, hey. Hello, and they're like, do you have any candy for us? And so I went into my house, I found four Twizzlers, and I threw it out the door and closed the door. I'm like, have these shitty Twizzlers and leave me alone.
So, giving them Twizzlers, you might as well have just kicked one of them.
Yeah. Right? And then,
oh my God.
So then later, we heard a kid going, I don't like Twizzlers. It's like, yeah, no one fucking likes Twizzlers. I get it. So what I did was, we had those tombstones up here for our Hellfest.
Oh, yeah.
Hell Festival. And so I took those home and put them in my front yard. So I took all the tombstones and blocked off my walkway and then put a bucket in the front with full of just Twizzlers and then walked away.
Yeah.
So that's what you get if you went to my house. You got Twizzlers and a fuck off. So.
Yeah, I know a couple people that gave out candy at their, like they had a couple people show up at their neighborhood. Yeah. I didn't hear about too much more than that, though.
Some people got creative. I saw they had like a stoop and they had like a slide that they would just like put the candy down and they go like a chute to like the kids at the end to get the candy.
I saw some conveyor belt contraptions.
Yeah, but I'm not like, I get it. It sucks, but sorry. Next year, I guess. You know, I don't know.
Lots of things.
And you didn't get eggs? You didn't get toilet paper or anything?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No, I did not. But the church down the street from me was like full force party.
Oh,
going
good.
On, like, and well, it was like
power of Christ compels
300
them.
Fucking people in a little place, no mask, and they were going off. It was like,
maybe were they doing trunk or treat? There?
They were doing trunk or treat, yeah.
Where they take candy out of people's trunks, right?
Yes, they did. Okay. They did trunk or treat. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to that. I just stayed in my backyard.
If I had a family, if I had kids, I would just get creative.
That's what we did.
Ah, the wilderness.
get creative. Go outside.
We'd go to the
Breathe
river.
The fresh air.
I would just like have a game with my kids where I'd buy a bunch of candy and I'd have like, I'd do stuff inside our house, like behind each door. I would do a funny thing or something.
I'm telling you,
I'd
we had a scavenger hunt that Jenny made.
Yeah.
There was 18 different clues that went all throughout the house, in the backyard, everywhere. They had to figure it out.
Yeah.
And they fucking loved it. Like they had a great time.
Yeah.
We had one in the morning and then the grand prize was donuts that I bought for them. And they were excited to have that for breakfast. And then we had one at the evening time and they got these toys that they wanted. Like, you got to figure something out. But like, yeah, don't go out trick-or-treating. No one was doing it.
There's all kinds of fun stuff you could do that's not that, I think, for 1 year. Sure. Okay.
For 1 year.
I think I was out kind of doing errands and stuff on Halloween. And I saw families all out, dressed up. But they weren't trick-or-treating. They were just kind of like out during the day on like a walk.
Okay.
It was a nice day.
I mean, that's fine.
It was a really nice day. So it was like, hey, here's a little chance for all the kids to get their costume on and go walk a couple blocks outside.
Yeah.
They were walking the dog or, you know, pushing a stroller or something. Yeah. And then no one was going house to house for candy, but they got to show off their costumes. And then I'm sure like watch, you know, movies that, you know,
yeah.
Nightfall.
I was thinking about getting a projector for that to have movies in my backyard with them. I think that'd be a fun thing to do.
Derek's done that.
Yeah. And I found a projector on Amazon for like $70.
That one I have, we use here. That's from Amazon. Yeah.
Is it? How much was it? Like 70?
I think so. It was probably around there.
Yeah. See,
it's not bad.
In my head, projectors were like $500 still, but that is not the case. You can get them for pretty cheap. So maybe I'll do that.
Well, definitely depends on the projector.
Well, I don't need like a 4K, you know, I'm just in the backyard. I don't give a fuck really, but you know.
I only use projectors that are 8K from the movie theater.
Cool. I only use 10,000 lumen.
Yeah.
That's
if it's less, oh, please.
Less
if,
lumen?
If it's less than a million lumen.
Stick it up your ass.
Get the fuck out of here. The way I am about projectors is how I see pin traders at Disneyland. You're going to come up with your Jack Skellington 2012 pin. What are you, 12? You are 12? Get the fuck out of here. I'm an adult.
Don't talk to
me. Made the mistake of talking to those people one time.
Oh, pin trader?
Yeah.
Pin traders?
Because there was a time where I was like, oh, I like this. This is fun. Yeah. Like, I'll get into pin trading. Like, I'm always going to Disneyland. Why not? And so I had like a whole lander full of pins. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk to him this time. And I went to Frontierland where they always had a little fucking book set up.
Yeah, they do.
And I went to talk to the guy. I was like, how's it going? And the guy wouldn't give me the fucking time of day.
Yeah,
he was just like,
jerks.
He looked at my lanyard and was like,
pfft. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
And I really think that's why they've kind of compartmentalized their setups. Like they used to have like, hey guys, if you want to trade pins, here's the places to do it. Now they kind of take those away because the pin traders are like off-putting. You'd walk up and they'd be like, I'd be like, you know, hi, I'd really like that Epcot Horizons pin. Oh, please. What do you have? What is that? Rafiki? Please. Go jump in the freeway.
Right? It really,
stupid asshole.
It is like that. And it's like, I don't know, like I'm trying to get into something and maybe you could help me and show me the way. Like, I don't know. Like if someone said to me, hey Sean, I'm gonna go to Yosemite. Should I go see, I don't know, Yosemite Falls? The most generic one? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, cool, go check it out. Also check out these places.
I think it's
like
better
you gotta show them where to go.
To foster the like fun of it. Like,
yeah.
You've never done this? Well, let me tell you about it instead of what is that the Great Mouse Detective? You little shit. How old are you? 11? Oh my god, where are your parents? I'm gonna turn them in for child abuse, you fuck.
It's fucking crazy.
It's like, cool, yeah, I really want to trade pins. That's fun.
Yeah.
Anyways. But then again, maybe pin traders want less people in the pool taking the pins. So maybe it benefits you.
Maybe.
To be
barrier
off-putting.
Of entry.
That's my end game, guys, by the way. If you ever wonder why I'm so off-putting when I talk about figures and collectibles, it's because those shits are rare. And I don't need all the viewers being like, oh, this looks cool. Let me get those too. Uh-uh. I'm thinning it out. I want that stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
I could be a lot cooler about it, but I'm not.
You're
anyway,
like
Halloween.
Only, man.
I really got into Halloween this year. It's funny because the last couple of years is like, yo, I'm busy. I don't know. And like I like Halloween, but it's almost like I just didn't have time to really absorb it, you know,
yeah.
The season. But this year it's ironic because this year sucked way worse, you know, just due to everything going on. But I got more into Halloween than ever because I feel like it was because of all that, you know, like,
yeah.
What like, else is there to do?
We made the most of it. We did our big stream. Yeah. We did a drive-through haunted house. We did our thing last night. I was watching scary movies every day just to get into the spirit. And I ended up like, I had a really like nice Halloween season, I guess. But just 2 days ago, I got this in the mail.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
Christmas Stormtrooper. They're doing, every retailer is doing an exclusive Christmas Stormtrooper.
What the fuck?
And they've just started shipping. So
jingle bells are ringing.
It just goes to show you, well, this year is almost done, man.
Damn. And
Christmas is knocking on our door.
I mean, I try to get there. That fake spiderweb stuff for my house to decorate with.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And it was only Christmas stuff. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stores have been all Christmas for like a week already.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you how hard I went for Halloween. I'm going 10 times harder for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm looking. I know it's going to be in a situation like this. Like, we're not going to. It's getting worse every day.
Yeah.
So there's no way I'm going to see family or anything for Christmas. Like, I know
that's true.
This.
Yeah. Halloween is more of a, I say this endearingly, I'm not insulting Halloween. It's more of a bullshitty holiday.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, hey, fuck it. Let's have fun. Hey, let's get, you guys want to play PT?
Right.
Let's do that. Oh yeah. You want to do that? It's whatever.
Yeah.
Christmas and Thanksgiving are more like, hey, you know, in a typical year, family's flying down.
Right.
You're going to see so-and-so you haven't seen in years. You're going to see whatever. That, you're right, Sean. That will add an extra level of drama.
If your dad didn't text you happy Halloween, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Right? I was just thinking about that because we didn't. I didn't talk to him.
Of course not. Because who cares? But if it's Thanksgiving or Christmas and you're not going to see them and you don't get a phone call or you don't call them, there's a fight. That's a problem.
Yeah, and so that's what I was going to say was, I think we're heading straight, I'm heading speeding towards a brick wall right now with all that Christmas stuff, because I think I have a lot of family still expecting to do something. Well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and it's like, I don't know if we are.
You
I
see,
don't think so.
I'm waiting to see how that goes.
I think I'm playing PS5.
My grandma called me, and she was like, we're having Thanksgiving, we're having people over.
What?
So, you know, but my grandma is older. She's like 85. Yeah. Like, I'm not going over there and I'm not going to be the one to kill grandma. That's not, I'm not doing it.
And that's what's always been nice about you.
Right?
You've always been like anti-killing grandma.
I'm against it.
Since I've known you.
So, I'm like, get her out of here. You're like, no way.
But she,
keep her here.
I said, no,
keep her. Sean's like, keep her here.
But she
that's
said,
that's a 64-hour special. The picture of Sean's grandma, keep her here. That's a shirt. What are you doing? No negative comments. I just topped it.
No cussing in the first 5 minutes.
I'll ask grandma how she feels about that. I'm sure she would just love it. I don't think she would. but what I'm saying is that she did say, if you want, I will have a drive-through service and you can show up and I will have the food out in a little Tupperware container for you and you can take it home and eat it with your family there, which is a very nice offer, which I want to take her up on, but also like, what do we do? I don't know what to do. Like, do I do that? I mean, that seems cool. But I also, like, if I'm not eating the food with her, why? What's the even fucking point? Like, might as well have McDonald's at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I made I told my family what I'm willing to do. Because the plan, I mean, still as of now, is still, like, my mom and dad were going to host it.
For our
whole family at their house.
Ooh.
And that was still the plan. Like, they were like, I think that's still on. They asked us to do it. And it was like, oh, really? And, you know, my brother was like, no, we're not doing that. And I said, you know what? Here's what I'm willing to do. They have a backyard. And in the corner of the backyard, there's a stone bench on a slab of concrete so big. I don't know. It's like that. Whatever. And I said, that's my perimeter. I'll sit on that bench and that's my zone. No one may enter and I will not leave. And I was like, if I could sit in that corner of the backyard, like I'm a theme park attraction. Like, I'm not really there. I'm not going in the house. I'm not doing any of that. Maybe I'd be willing to do something, but I know they're going to be like, oh, just come in. Why don't you just come in? You know? And I don't want to. And so I thought I was being pretty, like, I thought I was coming up with an innovative way to do Thanksgiving. And not one person thinks I'm serious. Like, no. I've said that. Like, I'll stay right there. Well, you're not going to stay there all day. No, I'm willing to, you know, like, for the Thanksgiving thing, like, I'll just stay in that spot outside. But you're not really going to do that. Yeah, I'm saying I will. Well, you're going to want to leave and all that. And I got real serious. I was like, we flew to New Zealand.
Yeah.
12 to 14 hour flight. I did not budge one time that entire flight. I know how to, I can go into armadillo mode.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know how he does it. I've seen it. I've seen it twice now with the Japan flight and the New Zealand flight.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I'm going to the bathroom every 35 seconds.
I hibernate like a bear and I go into like, I'm in survival mode and I don't need to move. Mm. I can do it.
I like to picture you as a bear.
Thank you. many do. But I've been, but everyone was like, no, they're not going to happen. Anyway, I think they might have finally conceded. I think it's like, okay, we'll just do a Thanksgiving with a couple of us. I don't think they're going
to. Yeah, there you go. You won. But,
see, yeah, I'm down for like a smaller thing with my parents. They're relatively young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm worried now because, yeah, I haven't seen any grandparents and this would be the thing, Thanksgiving.
Ugh. Dude,
I don't know.
It just puts us all in a shit spot. I don't know what to do. It's just that I know that, like, Christmas with the family, like, as I said, my grandma's 85. Like, she doesn't have 30 more Christmases or Thanksgivings left.
Yeah.
What do I do?
But for me, I will say, at least on my end, it's not, I will say from my perspective, it's not about, it's actually not, a lot of people shouldn't have this perspective, but the perspective I have is, it's not me infecting them.
Oh.
I've been good.
Right.
I have a ton of family members that are like flying on vacation to a million places and going out of the country and coming back and doing all this stuff. It's like, dude, nah, I'm
good. How are they even leaving the country?
And my parents are on vacation right now.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
I have that happening on a mass level in my family, not just like one person or, you know, whatever. I've got a lot of people doing that and they're all just like, well, you know, it's like, I don't want to like sit next to you and
yeah,
eat.
No, I don't know. If you're flying in an airplane, I'm nervous about you. And that's just how I feel. I'm sorry. These are my feelings. I'm sorry.
No, United Airlines said you can't, it's 99% positive, or you can't get it.
They said that, huh?
Yeah, United Airlines. So they did the research, and I commend them for that. Yeah.
My folks took an RV, luckily, so
okay.
I'm glad they're not up in the air.
You know what? I do know my neighbors did that. The ones that I like, they took an RV, and they drove all the way across the country, and they're like, if we have to use a bathroom, we use our bathroom. And
yeah,
they didn't go anywhere. They just like went around.
Dude,
nature.
if you're my that's my smart. My dad kind of just retired, and I think they're looking at 2020 as a wash. So they're just going camping,
okay,
and doing this RV trip like every other weekend as kind of a substitute.
I feel
which
I don't
is
know,
cool
that,
if you could do that.
In my head, that yeah, seems the most logical. If you're gonna do a vacation, that's the way to do it. Now
campsites, they stagger the campsites, the places where you park your RV or whatever, and.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm still looking forward to Christmas regardless. The family can all buzz off. I'm excited.
Well, PS5.
We're going to have new consoles by then.
Oh, my God.
New consoles by then. Which, by the way,
yeah,
I want to introduce something in here. Entertain everybody. I need like 2 seconds.
All right.
Okay. Well,
watch this.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that was quick. That was literally 2 seconds.
Oh.
Oh, that hit your actual tooth.
Oh.
Dude, I heard the noise.
Oh, I chipped.
Did that really?
That wasn't the floor.
Oh, you guys. Oh, I want to entertain people real quick. I have an exciting announcement.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get dental insurance. And I have an appointment
to
fix my painful teeth.
Yes.
On Wednesday. So I am very happy. Thank you, everyone, again, who reached out to me. We did it, guys. We fucking did it, guys.
Congratulations.
I know. My guess is I need 2 root canals. That's my guess.
You really think that?
I do wholeheartedly think that I need 2, at least 2.
That's a
lot. We'll see. I'll keep you guys updated.
That's great. That's good news.
Oh, you opened
it. But we got to stop talking about medical shit, and can we get to some video games?
Yeah.
For crying out loud, something important.
You just unboxed
it. It's important.
You said entertain them, so I did.
So you brought up your teeth. I just want to lay it out for what it is.
Let the record show, I tried to do an entertaining trick.
But you hurt your teeth, which brought me to my segue. I segued that beautifully. Like a fucking professional.
I said entertain them. It became, I got dental insurance. Yeah. I just want to.
Did you see the chat explode, though, with happiness for me?
I just want to say what it is.
I don't know why.
All right. Go ahead. Show me your little bullshit
thing.
What
happens?
What's the next figure going to show me?
You know what? Fuck the Olympics, too.
Oh, come on.
Right.
I didn't want to say it. You know what? I don't want to say it. I'm not sorry you broke your arm. Okay.
Whoa.
I have the PS5 controller.
Oh!
Yeah. The PS5 controller. Have you guys seen it yet?
I have not. I've seen photos. You're passing it? Yeah. Oh my god.
As long as you don't have like Cheeto fingers.
That's no, this is good.
Candy corn fingers.
Check
it out. Give it a play. See how it feels to you.
Okay.
I really like how it feels. I was nervous when they showed it because it still looks
smooth.
When you look at images of it online, it looks like the fake mock-up that somebody made on a message board. It still looks like that.
Okay, so Garrett can throw it to me.
Yeah, why not?
Already off to a good start.
No, it's like a boomerang, right? Yeah.
So I'll let Rocco decide. Rocco, do you think that he could throw it to me and I'll catch it? How do you feel about this?
No. I think he'll catch it.
I'll catch it. I'm not even concerned. I almost did a YouTube series called The Catcher where they were going to throw things at me. I was going to catch it. Yeah. I know I'll catch it, but is Rocco okay with him throwing it? This is a question.
I mean, any damage, you'll buy a new one.
I'll catch it. Okay, go ahead.
Oh my god.
Not even an issue. You guys, professional.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh yeah, I do like this.
I think it feels really nice. Like, yeah. And seeing it again, like the image online looks that way, but seeing it in person, I really think when people actually get these, it feels like you got like some Jetson shit.
It's
really
ergonomic.
In person,
man.
It's cooler than it looked online.
Yeah, I like it.
But it feels really nice. I like a beefier controller, kind of like Xbox does. I like that. But I like the layout of PlayStation and, you know, whatever more. Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of
meets in the middle.
The Switch Pro controller. It kind of which I love that controller.
Yeah, I feel like it's not quite as beefy as that, but like almost.
Yeah.
But it's more comfortable to me than that one. I think it's really comfortable. And I like how clicky the R&L is and the triggers of the on the back. So those will have resistance depending on stuff in the game.
Whoa. So exciting.
So if you're using a gun that's like really like you might have to like hold it harder, you know, like push it harder to bring it all the way down. And anyway, it sounded really cool.
There's new buttons on. Whoa, I just turned it on.
Uh-oh. Oh my god.
Somebody's PS5.
It's connected.
Somewhere a PS5 just
somewhere
turned on.
In the middle of the wilderness, a PS5 just turned on.
So there's a button right here that's like a little microphone that says mute.
Yeah.
That you can hit. So what is that? Mutes the controller?
There's a built-in microphone.
Mic. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a mic built into the controller.
So you can chat just by talking into your thing.
That seems weird. And then the PS button is what I hit to turn it on. Now the button, before it was like a circle with a symbol. Now it's just a symbol you hit.
Yeah. If you look really closely, I'm talking, turn your eyes into microscopes. The texture on the controller, you know, where you hold it.
Yeah.
It's little symbols.
The grip.
The circle, square, X's, all the little bumps on the controller.
Are you serious?
It's embossed.
Look really closely.
Dude, Sean, you're about to live in our world and play in yours.
Dude, it's hard. Like, I was straining my eyes beyond belief, and it's like, they're there.
I can't.
It's one of the coolest things about Sony's design is that they have, like, even on the bottom of the PS4 Pro, if you turn it upside down, you know the little like rubber bottom that it stands on?
Yeah, the feet.
Yeah.
The feet are X, triangle, square, and circle. Like if you look all over, they do such great work with their design.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dang. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm really stoked to I wish I had a system to use it with.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not getting the system. I just got the controller.
Kevin just did the controller.
Travis Scott's going to give me his.
We did the catcher. Now, do we want to try the thrower or are we done with that bit?
I don't claim to be the catcher.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I know you throw at 69 miles per hour pretty goddamn consistently.
I wouldn't.
Which is nice, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. Thank you.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, I was pretty stoked. All the accessories came out. So that came out. Kevin, did you get the remote?
I got the remote, the camera, and stuff. Yeah.
I realized when I realized I didn't. I had the remote pre-ordered at Amazon, and they're not like shipping anything. So all these other stores got it, and Amazon is like, eh, later. And it's like, oh, thanks. But yeah, so I didn't get the remote yet, but I got that.
Yeah,
I got that, and I got the camera. Which I guess you know, I wanted to get the camera, I guess, for streaming, but also like, oh, VR, that'll be cool. But no, you need to like, you have to hook up the old
VR camera, yeah, right?
The old
you can only use the old camera for the VR.
Yeah, the PS4 camera you have to hook up. And for that, you need an adapter that you have to send away for.
What?
And the site to send away for it was broken.
Yeah, oh, I gotta do that.
I was like submitting it. Error. Oh, cool. I mean, all day it was giving me an error. And I woke up the next day and tried it on like a different computer. And it was like, yeah, you're good. Why didn't you do this sooner? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
But yeah, I like the controllers. So far, PS5 so good.
You know
good.
What? I didn't get any of the accessories.
Same.
I just feel... I will one day, but like right now, all the games I want to play, there's no multiplayer game that I'm like, hell yeah, I need this.
There's not even a launch title I think I'm getting.
You're not getting Spider-Man?
You're not cool. Getting any
game? No. I really think I'm going to play the definitive edition that I hadn't started of Phantom Pain. And then
Jesus, Garrett, that, you gotta move on.
It'll look the best it's
you
ever looked.
You gotta move on,
have
man.
Have you ever played that game, Garrett?
The definitive edition? No.
What the?
Bugsnax is free that day if you have PlayStation Plus.
I mean, I'll try some shovelware. I'll try it. I'll some free.
He'll
download
try
shit.
Some shovelware.
Some free download. That's what it is.
You know what?
Right?
Oh, go ahead.
Bloodborne. Bloodborne. I'll check out. That's gonna be free as well for PS Plus. And that's something I've always wanted to play. Never have. If it's free, I'll try it out.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting for like Resident Evil 8. I'll play it on that. I'm waiting for new software that I was already going to get to start playing on that. Like whenever Cyberpunk 2077 comes out, it's weird. There's not going to be a PS5 version of that like at launch because I'm going to be just putting my PS4 disc right into the PS5 to play that.
I thought there were enhancements. I don't know if it's when it comes at right when the game comes
out. That's what I'm saying.
I know they're working on something.
Enhancements for sure, but it's funny the actual like disc wouldn't just be a PS5 disc at this point.
I just realized I have two PS4 controllers. I don't think I've ever once played a multiplayer game on PS4. It's always single player.
Yeah.
I use the Switch for the multiplayer stuff. But
yeah,
like,
I got an extra controller just because I figured we'd use it for like friend of mine.
Oh yeah, we will. Yeah. Definitely. But I just made this realization. Like I have two. I don't think I don't need that. I don't need the one for me. How about that?
I think at launch I'm getting I definitely getting the Spider-Man thing.
Got that, yeah.
I wanted to wait for the physical version of they're doing Devil May Cry like special edition or whatever with the new character and all that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to want to play that at launch, so maybe I'll just download it. I'm not sure. But I really want to play that, and then I thought there was something else too, but
when is the Horizon Zero Dawn?
I think next year.
Oh, they didn't say when.
Yeah,
I guess it's Spider-Man for me. That's all I really
care about.
That Astrobot game though, that I think that's with the system. I think that's just in there.
Oh, okay. I'll play
that's
that.
A game that is not only a platformer or whatever it is, but it's one of those games where it uses everything the controller
does. Oh, it's like a tech demo. Sick.
Where it's like, oh, you're going through water and the controller feels different.
Oh.
You're climbing through shrubs or something and the controller feels different. There were people online saying like, I could almost play this with my eyes closed because it felt so different through the different textures, you know, while they were playing it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. I'm excited for that. What I can't decide on, tell me what you think. My brother is getting the Xbox too.
Mm.
He has an extra pre-order. Do I get this? Do I get the Xbox or not? I just feel like I won't even have time. Like, what am I going to play? It's all going to be third-party things at first.
There will be a day that you will want the Xbox.
Yeah.
I don't know when that day will come, but one day you'll want it. But why not just get it then? You know?
Yeah. Like, I'm excited that it's getting the new Yakuza game is like optimized for it, which is really cool. And I want to play that. It's out soon. But I don't even know when I'm going to have time to get to that. And then by that point, I think it's on PS5. So yeah, I'm sure at some point I'll get it. I like to have all the consoles, but I just don't. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to rush into that right now.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I feel like maybe we're too hard on Xbox because everyone else I know and follow have gotten a free Xbox.
Yeah.
And we didn't get contacted by them to get a free one because I think we talk shit so much that they know, like, don't give these guys anything. So it turns out I love Xbox and I'm all for them. I also love YouTube and I love everything they're doing.
I love you, Larry Herb. Thanks, Major Nelson. Thank you.
Chad Hugo or whoever owns YouTube, I love you, man.
They don't realize how my loyalties change in an instant if you just give me something for free. They don't know who I am, so I'm just going to tell them, like, yo, just give me the Xbox and I'll talk you up.
Sean's
that's easy for
big
shit. They gave everyone at Rooster Teeth the new Xbox. How did that campaign work out?
Yeah. Did Eric get one?
I don't know. I bet he did. I bet he doesn't want to even tell us about it.
Brian, did he get one?
Hashtag ad, motherfucker.
Oh, he didn't get one?
Thank God. Thank God.
Hashtag ad. I swear to God, if he...
If I see that...
If I see...
I know. If I find out Eric got a free Xbox, so help me God.
Again,
I'll make him pay for that Xbox.
He's getting Vans.
That's all I'm going to say.
What?
What?
Who's sending him a PC?
Razer.
I want a
PC.
Razer.
He's gonna send a PC.
I want a free PC. Wait, I got one. That one.
PCs, boners. I want it all.
Oh yeah, Razer.
I got a free PC when I did the I filmed with Newegg, and I repaid the favor by playing a character without their knowledge and spilling Diet Coke on accident on all the parts.
Isn't
that,
that interesting? How they never asked us to come back.
That was
We're really good at that.
Well, I think that was more your personality. I was.
I wasn't even there.
I was funny, but
case in point didn't show.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know. It was just it was unfortunate. I told him I was going to do the character thing, or no, I told the host I was. I don't think his producers were stoked about that.
Yeah.
But the Diet Coke was a genuine accident. I did not mean to. It felt like, oh, Rocco's wrecking stuff. Ha ha! How funny! And it's like, no, I really did not want to wreck anything. I didn't mean to do that.
God damn it.
Well, that's the glory of improv. You go with what you have.
Yeah. And but that again, was very good. That was a powerful editing computer.
Xbox, if you are listening, I'm not going to play your shitty console.
Oh, come on.
You're
ruining it for
if
us.
If you give me a free one, maybe it's my new
favorite.
Maybe
that's my favorite.
Think about that.
maybe the PS5 will just go away.
Think about that. So anyways, consider it.
Okay.
Microsoft, have me at your next store, and I'm not going to dance on top of the laptops and kick them off the table.
I think they closed the retail.
I'll take a Surface.
COVID took out.
I don't know if they're all closed, but I know the one in San Diego is gone.
Did we ever talk about my brother?
Microsoft store sucks.
I don't know if I should bring.
You should bring this up.
My brother, for some reason, we all talk about Luke Logic. I love my brother Luke very much, but he latches onto something and he hates Apple. Whatever Rocco is, my brother is the opposite. He hates Apple, and I can't tell you what Apple did to him. I don't know what they did to him.
It's not just like I don't prefer Apple. It's next level hate.
It's like Apple came up and like murdered our dad in front of him. It's like, why do you hate this so much? He hates it. So we were walking in a mall. There's an Apple store and there's a Microsoft store. This is years ago. And we're walking in and there is literally no one in the Microsoft store. And the Apple store is fucking packed and crowded. And he goes, can't believe Apple pays for people to be in their store, make it look busier. what? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, I mean, Microsoft is empty, but Apple is that crowded? I don't believe that for a second. It's like, what are you You're a normal person. You're smart. You're a smart person in any regard. But what are you saying
to
me?
Look at all those actors in
the Apple
store. How
do you believe this, Luke?
That's a made up conspiracy theory.
Anyways,
that's awesome.
That's my brother. Only with Apple. Smart on any other level, but for some reason
you got to take him down at all costs.
It's definitely crazy because everyone loves Apple. I mean, the chat agrees. They're pretty much unanimously.
I see
a lot of Apple hatred out there. I do, which is fine. I don't see it to the level that he hates Apple.
No. He's next level.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got sponsors.
Yeah, we should get to that before anything else. I have some other stuff to say about Apple, but you know,
I'm sure
everyone's dying to hear it. But we want to say thanks to our sponsors. And I've been so excited about our new sponsor tonight.
Mm.
And you know, normally we keep these plugs pretty succinct, but I really want to give some info on this one because it means a lot to us. This particular company, we had a rendezvous with them by accident, roaming the streets. We stumbled into their headquarters, made a few comments, made a few jokes, wore a few clothing items, and the material performed well, and our relationship bonded well, that they, in our conversation, said that they don't sponsor podcasts. They don't do things like that.
Mm, interesting.
But they decided, and they thought about it long and hard, and Jurassic, and they thought, we're going to make an exception. Tonight's Mega 64 podcast is sponsored by Tenga!
Oh my God, we did it!
Can you believe it?
Tonight's Mega 64 podcast is brought to you by Tenga. Tenga is one of the premier adult item manufacturers in the world. Mm. They're the classiest. They're the best. We found their Osaka location, and it was a match made in heaven. Oh, they've sent us so much fun stuff over the years. And so what we're going to do is when you see this on YouTube, there will be a special link in the info. Use that with offer code MEGA64 and you will get 15% off any of their incredible products. And trust me, you know me, I got the hat. I should have worn the hat. I don't have it. But you know you're going to have a good time when you use Tenga's incredible technology.
I just love that they made an exception to sponsor.
Yes. Yeah.
We are the first podcast to ever be sponsored by Tenga because we rule so hard.
For good reason. Yeah.
Hey, honestly, masturbate better.
True.
Yeah.
Guys, it's so soft.
He said it.
It's going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
So soft.
So when you watch this on YouTube, use the link below with the offer code MEGA64 and you will save and you will benefit from this incredible technology.
Oh, so much.
And there's stuff for everyone on their site. So we're very happy about this.
Yeah, you got the...
Yeah, I got the...
The pulsator? What is that thing?
I think it's a Irona... I think it's a vibrator.
Sean's been using that crazy.
That's great.
Sean's been going ape with that.
He's blowing through double A's like crazy.
Yeah, Sean, there's not enough batteries to keep Sean entertained.
Getting the Costco pack is not enough. It's not enough.
So anyway, Thank you very much.
Thank you,
we
Tanga.
Appreciate you. We acknowledge you and we hear you. Anyway.
Also, shop.mega64.com.
Yeah. The other great store on the internet. That's right. We have all kinds of great stuff at shop.mega64.com. Just this last week, we opened up a pre-order for something people have been asking for a long time. The Mega 64 flight jacket.
A
really awesome kind of, would you call it a bomber jacket?
Yeah, it's a bomber jacket.
Yeah, jacket. We offered some at the beginning of the year, and that was it. But, you know, I remember that you know, the world kind of shut down for a minute. So we kind of had to, like, wrap that up, and we never offered it again. Well, now it's back, and we can make them, and they will be made efficiently and effectively for the viewers at home. So check that out and get the Dia de los Mega 64 shirt. That's up for pre-order. And we have a 64-hour special, the Baller shirt featuring our good friend Derek. I wish he was here, you know, but in his honor, we have some leftovers from the last time that we offered it. We always have a little more extra after we print them. So, you know, it's kind of first come, first serve. So pick those up if you want, if you never got one before.
Last chance, yeah. Baby.
Yeah. All right. But thank you. Very much. I'm so excited about the Tanga thing.
Yeah, it's very exciting news.
That
yeah.
was something that happened. It just happened magically, you know? We just kept making jokes and little comments here and there, and it materialized.
Yeah.
You know, we tried to get that to happen years ago with Sabretones.
Yeah. And can
we
I
were
say,
eating those every podcast.
All can the time, I tell you Frito?
That they don't realize that they dropped the fucking ball
right?
on that. Yeah. They dropped the ball.
And let me ask you guys at home, how often do you hear about Sabretones? Yeah, because we stopped talking about it. Yeah, we were the only one carrying that torch.
Yeah.
They never sponsored us.
Sorry.
But Tanga, they didn't have that. They didn't have the capacity to do it. And they said, wait, we're going to make it happen. We're going to do it.
We'll find
out. We're going to break our rules to make it happen. So thank you, Tanga.
Yeah.
That's a real milestone, them breaking the rules.
Makes me so happy we stumbled upon their Osaka, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's their headquarters.
A brick and mortar store.
It was a big store. You know,
it was a big building. I think that was their HQ, man.
I've only sampled a few of their products, so a whole building full of wares?
Yeah, it was wares and tears.
I sure missed out on that Osaka trip, guys.
No tears, the Tanga. That's right, Brian. Thank you for that.
I don't know. You know, I don't think I'm going back to Japan this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
you're right,
so.
Garrett.
Yeah,
you're running out of
time. Oh, actually, the movie's January 23rd. It's not 2020 anymore. Yeah. So next year, I guess. But
I think you're probably gonna miss that one.
But you know,
can you believe for years, Garrett, you've been telling me you would be in Japan to see the new Evangelion movie.
Yeah,
for years.
Had the ticket.
It finally
booked.
Came after. I mean, we waited eight plus years for the fourth and final movie to come.
Yeah,
out. Took that long, and when it finally happened, there was a worldwide global pandemic.
4.0.
You couldn't go.
It was like June. I had my tickets all booked. Going to be 2 weeks in Tokyo. Going to see the movie multiple times in the cinema. I'm collecting all the different variant programs. Yeah. I don't care. Going to spend hundreds on merchandise. Bringing extra suitcases to bring Asuka dolls back. But it didn't happen. Postponed to January 2021. But now I'm looking at the reality of I don't think I'm going to get let back into the country. I don't think...
They're not going to let you go into their country.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to get let into Japan.
Yeah, they're not going to let it
by
no one wants us
January.
Right now.
No.
Yeah.
So even if I still wanted to kind of like, all right, let me plan this out again real quick because it's short notice, whatever. It might be a little more expensive of a trip. Might be cheaper because of, you know, the price of tourism. They want people back in. But I don't think the country's letting people back in. And if they do by January... I think it'll be a situation where you have to quarantine for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
So then I'd have to stay there for 2 weeks in a hotel room before I could go explore the city. Huh. I only have a 2 week vacation.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
You might have to make it a month vacation and then just,
I'm.
Do you? Yeah. If you have to do the 2 weeks of quarantine, do you pay for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I assume,
fuck
right?
Yes, you
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
So
I know
people who have gone under special conditions. I mean, and they haven't paid, but they were under special conditions.
Yeah, if work's like, paying for it or something.
We're stuck here.
But it's not for work. I want to literally go to the movie. I'm going to the country to see a movie in theater.
The UK's about to shut down for a whole month.
Oh, like, that's
they're just gonna shut the whole fucking thing down. Which honestly, we should do too. it's not going to happen. But, you know, like, it just seems like shit's getting out of control here. Getting a little, like, we got 100,000 new cases. Let's maybe take a break. It was 1,000. Was it 100,000? Was it 1,000? I don't know what it was. It's a lot.
I don't know.
It was 100,000. That's a lot of fucking
RV,
people.
The RV method is the way to travel now. Let's hit the road. Let's go cross
That's
country.
That's what Tom Green's doing.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Our friend Griffin's doing that.
Yeah.
We should get, like, Eric just got a van for the fucking Face Jam. Why don't we get a Mega 64 van?
I have one, but I don't want you in it.
What are you talking about?
I don't want you in it.
Did Microsoft give him a free van? Is that what's going on now?
Yeah, come I got on. The free Xbox and van.
I wouldn't mind like a little travel, you know, with you guys. We're all kind of used to being around each other because we're working around each other every day.
I mean, we did that for a tour.
Yeah,
that was fun.
I mean, we would now just do this for fun, but like, let's go to, I don't know, I've never been to Joshua Tree.
I don't want to go there.
Why not? Is it too, it's a popular spot, right?
No, it's like anywhere in the desert, I'm not going.
Oh, you don't like desert camping? That's all I used to do.
The desert, that is not for me. Don't give a fuck ever about the desert, ever.
So Yosemite's
only thing that's cool is the Grand Canyon, because that is impressive to look at, and then get the fuck out of the desert.
Yeah,
like that is not my scene.
Yosemite's
at
all like woods,
ocean, anything
hiking.
Else besides the desert.
Look at that, beautiful.
Look at that. Take me there.
What
that's
do you think about
I
beach?
Go.
What about beach camping?
Yeah, I said anywhere but the desert. Anywhere but the desert.
Rocco.
Fuck camping.
You're
no,
not
here. No. The PS5 is out in like days. Like,
let's get a generator and like
you know,
LCD
got,
flat screen.
Nah, I got a big TV at home.
We got the new Mandalorian coming out. We don't need nature.
Yeah, did you guys all see it?
I saw it.
Yeah.
Twice.
Okay, real quick. This is my take on just the way they're distributing it. I just want to see what people at home think about this. I like that they're doing them one a week. I've always been an advocate for release one episode every week instead of dumping it all at once. I just feel like when they dump these shows at once,
you
have no time to speculate or talk about it or
you
whatever.
You have to absorb it and binge it because it's going to get spoiled for you otherwise.
Yeah, so and you're done with it in one day and you don't think about it again. I like the weekly thing. However, tell me, everyone, what you think about this.
Okay.
I think they need to select a time
that
they go up. Because right now, they're just popping up in the middle of the night. Like after midnight or 3 a.m. or I don't know, whatever. And I feel like we're waking up and all these nerds like stayed
spoiled
up.
It.
They like stayed up or woke up at 4:30 in the morning and they're already like spoiling it on Twitter. Like, oh, that's trending. What? Yo, I just woke up at 7 a.m. and this is like getting tweeted about. Like, I wish it was on like, yo, Fridays at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. They will be up.
Sure.
I wish they would do that. That would make it perfect to me. But, you know, whatever. That's just being picky.
Yeah. Kevin, I know you haven't seen it and you want to. So do you want to leave for a second? Because I have a couple questions that may be spoiler territory.
Yeah, I'll leave for a second.
Okay.
Good questions.
Yeah.
And we should announce that the rest of the listeners and viewers
are going
in spoiler territory.
This is just a little bit. I will say, and this is not a spoiler, but as he's leaving, this is everything. When I was a kid and I imagined Star Wars, and I heard for a while they're making a Star Wars TV show. This is like little kid stuff that it obviously didn't happen. I remember thinking, like, I wonder what it could be. Is this going to be good? But this has exceeded that mindset that I had as a kid times a million. This is so much cooler and better than anything I could have hoped for.
Yeah.
The thing that I, now that he's gone, question is the ending.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe you guys could help me
with this. Hold on. I want to talk shit on Kevin while he's still gone.
Big spoiler,
Sean.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Before we get to that, if Kevin doesn't want shit spoiled, he's got to start watching shit.
Yeah, for real.
Right? This is the, like, this every time he's on camera, we want to talk about a thing. Kevin is like, I'm going to watch it someday.
Man.
No, he's got to stop with his hobbies, whatever he's into, ditch him.
I think he's
start watching TV
merch,
and that's it. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
This is a problem.
It's a problem.
Now you don't have all the cool angles because he's not on camera.
Rocco's mad because the camera's on me.
Yeah.
I was surprised he did it, and I'm happy.
I got some good
you.
Mandalorian points, and they're not even going to be like close up on my
face to
see them. Oh, fuck this.
Damn it.
This sucks.
With
ease. You guys can screen cap this all you want.
No.
With ease.
No, don't. No one screen. If I see one screen cap of that, you won't see me on next week's show.
Oh my gosh, so handsome.
Anyways, so here, this is the ending. This is the question that I have for you guys.
Okay.
Watch the episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
It ended. That last shot, you see a person there.
Yeah.
He's got a gaffy stick and a rifle.
So we are spoiling everyone if you haven't seen it, just so you know.
I'm letting you know. He's gonna cloaked. Spoil it. And the episode ended, and I'm looking at that, and then Emma goes, "Who's that?" And I go,
"You didn't recognize that actor?"
No! I had no fucking clue.
It's from New Zealand.
Please.
No idea.
From New Zealand. You came to trade pins and all you brought was the Millennium Falcon. Go back and get me at least a droid. What's his name? Rune Hako or Newt Gunray pin. Please.
Please.
But then I went to
take
the resident
guess.
Star Wars expert, Beckett. Who knows much about fucking Star Wars that I don't even, I don't know any of this.
Yeah, he didn't call us.
Right. Beckett, who was that? And he goes, I don't know. It's like,
Jesus
okay.
Christ. Sean, okay, one, so, okay, it takes wow. 1 second to text me.
Yeah.
So then I'm this like, the next, I go to
this.
Sleep.
I hate
thinking,
this.
Like, I don't know who this is.
What,
the
you
next
went to sleep?
Day, I see the character's name trending. I go, what? Why is that? Is it because of the helmet? And then I look at,
1 second, I would have
I look him. And I'm like, that's the fuck. That's the guy. That's the what? Guy. What?
It's him 10 years later or something.
No, I
film
you know
episode
what?
Two.
That meant nothing to me, and I missed it. I missed the cool reveal.
I knew
I
right
guess.
Away.
What?
Right as soon as I saw him and the scars on his face,
you
I said,
knew?
"Oh shit!"
It didn't look like
one
him at all
clones,
to me.
One of the clones of Jango.
Knew. But that's you Boba. Know. But see, now I knew for the second it happened. Like, well, Rocco knows. Faces like I've never seen.
Yeah,
you're the best at that, Rocco.
So
faces.
Rocco definitely got it.
Yeah, that was the guy who played all. He played Jango Fett and all the clones. So you would assume. I think though, even if you don't recognize him, though, I think you would assume Boba Fett's armor went missing in that episode,
right.
And now you see a mysterious guy at the end who's all fucked up.
Right.
It's probably gonna be. That's him.
You know?
But I'm also wondering if they're messing with us because again, that guy they were clones, so maybe they're making
another
us think.
Clone trooper.
Yeah, maybe they're making us think. Oh,
no.
Okay,
could be Commander
Fett.
Cody.
Oh, it's not. It's
hey,
this
honestly,
other guy.
That
it's
whole
Commander
episode.
Cody?
Yeah.
When I first saw,
could be.
First off, the fucking actor who was the sheriff or the whatever. What's
Timothy Oliphant.
I love him. I love Timothy Oliphant.
I've never liked that guy.
I was so happy to see him.
Hey.
I love him.
Didn't you think that scene started just like the Once Upon a Time in
Hollywood
scene?
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Oh, I mean, almost shot for shot.
And
I was
then,
like what's happening?
I was so, but this is what I'm saying. When the show, when it started and it's a fucking Western in Star Wars, I'm like in.
Yeah.
Because they had a horror movie one. Like, I love this show because it's showing you like all these different genres of things inside Star Wars. And that's fucking cool.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It looks and feels as much like the original trilogy as anything has too.
Well, yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know if I feel that way. I just think that this is doing. I said last season that oh man, this show is like everything I hoped expanded universe stuff would be. Like if they did a live action show, this is how I always hoped it would be when I was in like junior high discovering Star Wars.
Yeah.
This episode. 10 times that.
Yeah.
This episode was, I said this on Twitter, was like they literally ripped a sketch from the back of my notebook, like my fucking Trapper Keeper in seventh grade. The drawings I would have made, that's what was on the screen in this episode. Where it's, this guy's got Boba Fett's armor. We don't know if Boba Fett's still alive, but he found the armor and they got to go stop the crate dragon. So they got to get the Tusken Raiders and that is all stuff that they've put together or that I would have put together back then that I would have loved to have seen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they did it in a well-directed, really cool way. But there, in my opinion, the coolest moment in that episode, there was one episode that made me squeal out loud. And I have talked to 100 people about it, and every one of them said the same thing. I didn't notice that.
Uh-oh. It's going to be me for sure.
You guys know what it was?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, any I didn't idea. Know fucking...
Something that people wouldn't have noticed.
Well, something... I don't want to spoil it, but
no,
in this new episode...
spoiling it, yeah.
Okay. Was he using a pod racer?
No, fuck that.
To fly around... Oh, okay.
When they fight the crate dragon, that they're like, oh, shit, get ready, get ready, get ready... And it's, I think it's going to come out. I think it's going to come out. And it starts to come out. The fucking aspect ratio of the episode goes.
Yes, boosh. I did see that. I saw that.
It, the letterbox opens up. That was so fucking sick.
Okay. Yeah. I did not notice that.
Yeah, the episode goes like IMAX. It does. Like suddenly it's like
and then,
full screen.
And then when it goes back to the.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was so sick. I brought it up to so many people and they're like, no, I don't remember that.
Okay, now I saw that. Time. That I got.
Yeah.
Aspect ratio, I'm in with you.
When it happened.
That dude was, no idea.
When it happened, I was like, did I hit a button or like what? I didn't notice the change. It was like, what's going on? I thought I was tripping out and I rewound it and watched it like 50 times.
The last thing I'm going to bring up before we bring Kevin back, we may have more to say. I'm so happy with the music in this show.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars needs iconic music, but I'm so glad they're not using the Star Wars music.
They're not leaning on John Williams.
It's this, that theme is so badass and short and like, it's like you hear it, like, fuck yes, I'm in, but I don't need the dun dun dun. I've done that.
Sure.
What else we got? And this is awesome. It's so cool.
Is that Michael Giacchino working on this?
No, it's, man, his name is Ludwig Göransson.
Okay.
People at home, let us know who, I forget his name. Ludwig?
Is he the guy that worked on Phantom Pain stuff?
No.
Forstall, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's or maybe I got his name completely wrong. I don't know.
But I agree with you, Sean. That Western theme is so
fucking
iconic.
And they so easily could have used some reused Star Wars music, and they didn't do it.
Sure, yeah.
So
you're right. The pronunciation is probably it's a difficult name.
Göransson.
Yeah.
Ludwig Göransson. Anyway, he's awesome. He also did the score for Tenet.
That was good.
Tenet
too.
Was a they always Christopher Nolan always uses Hans Zimmer,
right?
Yeah,
and that didn't work for some reason, so they were like, all right, get that guy. The score in that movie is so fucked up, it's just blown out noises and like it feels like a panic attack. It's so good, and I'm becoming quickly a fan of that guy.
Nice. I'll watch that again.
They've done a lot of big movies recently. They did Black Panther, did Venom, they did Creed 1 and 2.
I think that, I mean, obviously we are dorks when it comes to movies, but like, obviously, like, I have always had an affinity for the composer. Love John Williams, and once Michael Giacchino came out, it's like, this guy fucking rules. And like, anytime there's a new, like, big composer, I'm so fucking amped for it.
Yeah.
So, cool. A new one.
Michael Giacchino is awesome. Did you know the big movie he worked on this year, right?
Nope.
You've seen it. Do you know about it?
Was it Borat?
He did Borat.
No
he
way.
He helped with the music.
Wow.
Sacha Baron Cohen's brother usually does a lot of the Borat music or a lot of whatever. He's a composer. And he had help from Michael Giacchino on Borat. Yeah. So I'm waiting to see, like, this is a real talk. One of my favorite things that came out of the first original Borat movie was the soundtrack.
Yeah, you love
that. That soundtrack is unreal. Yeah. It's so good. And I was so disappointed when they didn't do one for Bruno.
Right.
Or others. But I'm hoping Bruno with Borat too,
that'd be cool.
They'll do something, especially because Michael Giacchino worked on it. Mm-hmm. You think he would like motivate them to like, release a vinyl.
We'll vinyl
something.
That, yeah. Hey, should I get Kevin or are we want more to say about the...
No, all I was going to say was I'd never seen that aspect ratio change mid. I've never seen a show do that.
Yeah, I miss that. I gotta watch that now.
I mean, I've seen movies. There are like some of, again, not to bring up Christopher Nolan again.
Yeah, but
there's some where he pops between two different
aspect
ratios.
The Dark Knight does that
for scenes. Yeah, because they shot some in IMAX and some not. So I've seen that, but I've never actually seen a show or movie actually as part of the plot go and open it up like the fucking doors in Mario 2. Like I've never seen that.
I will say the last thing I'll say is that I am one of the people who I like the sequel movies. I liked them. Like overall.
Yeah.
I didn't like a couple things. I didn't like a couple I didn't like Last Jedi.
I look at them as a missed opportunity, but I had a good time with all of them.
I thought the characters was good. I liked it. Overall, I'm glad they made it.
Yeah.
But I am enjoying the show way more.
It's so much better, right? There's just something that's more enjoyable about
And I think it's just not as serious. It's a lot more fun.
I like that they are tying all of this prequel stuff to it too, mm-hmm. like that pod racer that I mentioned.
Yeah,
and those droids, those repair robots, you know, yeah. those repair droids.
Yeah,
the, it's tying all of the trilogies kind of together in The Mandalorian is really well done.
Yeah, and it's all, but why it's all just none of it's forced. It's all just organically exploring all of it. Yeah.
Right.
It's not. Hey, uh-oh, look who's back. It's this guy. I mean, I guess there was a little at the end of this last episode.
Sure.
But it's all organically kind of stumbling through that stuff in far-off pockets of the universe rather than it being a regurgitated plot or a, you know, right. whatever. It's just, we're away from Luke and the Jedi and all that crap, and we're just exploring the underbelly, and here's all that stuff that,
it just,
you know.
Seems to me like there was so much that had to go into making the prequels and the sequels. There are so many eyes looking at yeah. it. And this is kind of more like they gave Jon Favreau like the here you go.
Yeah.
And it almost is like more like them making the original three, where it's like not yeah. I mean the first one especially, it's like here whatever you go ahead. Just make it, you know, you're making your movie.
Yeah.
This is like there's not so much as writing on this show.
Yeah.
And they're letting him just do his thing, and it's fucking great.
Yeah, he yeah. set the tone as he went along of this kind of Western hero, yeah. this hero's journey.
Yeah.
And now he's getting to expand and continue. And so far, I think the season's been great, especially for Tusken fans. There were so many fucking
yeah.
Tusken Raider bits that I loved.
Johnny, I'm
bummed we didn't get female Tuskens. I thought maybe yeah. that'd be another like prequel kind of tie-in. Like, do we yeah. get to see, but only male Tuskens?
Yeah, we saw them in Attack of the Clones, right?
Right, right. Yeah. But I really can't say enough good things about this new episode.
Yeah, and I did when I heard there've been a lot of news stories about like, oh, this season you're going to see this character and that character. And
yeah,
this
I wish
character.
I didn't know some of these.
Yeah, and but honestly, it kind of put a nervous feeling in me because I thought why The Mandalorian is cool is they're not trying to tie it into all this stuff. It's right. just its own thing. However, so. If you told me, yo, Boba Fett is in this episode, oh, ahead of time, I'd be like, ah, really? Like, don't
yeah,
do that.
Right.
However, the way that they did it, everything has been organic so far.
Sure.
It was really cool. When why the fuck does this guy have his armor? Oh, we find that out. Okay. We like everything has happened organically. So I'm giving them the benefit of a doubt. I've heard other stuff that's made me go, I don't know about that. But so far, they've done it really well. I think
I really like the casting that they're using, even for these yeah. crazy aliens. Like you got John Leguizamo in this episode.
Yeah.
Again, much like Clown
was
and Spawn.
He's
the single-eyed the Cyclops dude in the very beginning of the episode.
I didn't know that.
That's John Leguizamo. I don't know if it's him like in deep makeup, but it's definitely his voice. But like you had Nick Nolte as the voice of the main kind of sidekick character in the first season.
Who was the Weequay bartender?
I liked him. I don't know who he was.
I know this actor. But
And I think he does other stuff in Mandalorian too. He's played other parts. Yeah. There's an artist I like, David Cho, who I recognized immediately, who was in the like a cameo right in that opening fight scene.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was talking to my brother about it. And he said something I thought that was just kind of cool. I don't know anything, but he was like, I was like, do you think that's Boba Fett? I mean, they could be playing with us, but it's probably Boba Fett. And he was saying, he's like, if they set this season up where he ends up being like the big bad of like, that's the main villain that
he
we're heading
took
towards.
The bounty, maybe.
And so it's like going to be Mandalorian versus him. That's interesting. Like yeah. that's like the Master of the Millennium right there. So I don't know. We'll see.
A final note too. I had this thought of like, are Star Wars purists like quaking now? Because there was always this expanded universe story of Dengar saves Boba Fett from the Sarlacc and they fly out and Dengar saves the day, that mummy fuck. But that's like a book. So no, that's not real. He's been dead. He's dead forever. You know, no. But now, if they're actually putting this into the canon, it's like, do we get to maybe see Dengar?
Dude, if we get Dengar in the show, it was all worth it.
That crate dragon may have ate
the Sarlacc
and took up residence in his pit. So is there some, you know, showing of how Boba gets out? Or, you know, we don't know who that is yet, but...
By the way...
I'm excited for that.
When they defeat the... the Crate Dragon.
Yeah.
That was some deep lore shit. When those Tuskens pull out a pearl. Yeah.
What was that?
Dude.
That is expanded universe, like deep cut. And it's so funny because anybody who's played Knights of the Old Republic was like, what the fuck? We had to kill a Crate Dragon to get a pearl out of it. I remember that. Like that was a quest in a video game at one point.
Because when they held up that thing, I'm like, what is, what is that?
But even aside from the video game, because there was a quest that I think you had to lure a Crate Dragon out with a
Dubek?
No, the
Snuffleupagus looking thing.
I can't think of it.
Snuffy.
No. Fuck this. I know this. Bantha.
Bantha, yeah.
You had to lure it out with a Bantha to get it to come out and then kill it, but there's a pearl at the core of
that was in the game.
Crate Dragon, yeah. But the lore of that goes, I think, way before that. It was in that game, but that's a deep cut from the expanded universe.
So I thought back to crazy Mandalorian fighting the Razor Crest, and he had to get out that like egg sack to give to the Jawas, and they ate that runny yolk.
Yeah.
So it was like each beast has its prize inside or something.
Yeah.
The Crate Dragon's design though was awesome. I thought it looked very much like the Rancor. Just looked like a beast that would be native to Tatooine. It had the same type of eyes and like skin as a Rancor.
Really enjoyed the model, and they said that's to scale. Like that
that's awesome.
Shit is like that's a great way to show you like you're fucked. Yeah. Like that was great.
Jon Favreau's a good director, and he had not directed an episode. He like wrote this whole show, but I don't think he directed one until this, and this is a well-directed episode. So you could see it's like, oh yeah, he knows what he's doing. Something I didn't know until today, I was reading something about that, or I don't know where I was on the internet, but it was like, yeah, this is actually sort of technically the second official appearance of a Crate Dragon in Star Wars. I was like, I've heard them reference it.
Right.
But I've never seen one. Where would you see one? Oh, yeah. You see its skeleton in A New Hope. Wait, that was a Crate Dragon? Right?
With R2 and C-3PO.
Yeah, when they're in the desert, there's a...
That huge thing? Right at
the beginning. Yeah, there's a skeleton out in the desert. That is... George Lucas is like, yeah, that's a Crate Dragon. That's what that
Holy
is.
Holy shit.
I never knew that. It was a dead one.
Was it that big?
It's a big... I mean, it's a long-ass skeleton over a ridge. Yeah. So, I mean, it's within that. But... I didn't know until then. I went down the rabbit hole even more, and there was a movie in 1975 by Disney called like Our Dinosaur is Missing or something like that. And I haven't seen it. So I think it's about a skeleton of a dinosaur gets stolen from a museum, and you could look at the cover and it is like a big ass brachiosaur skeleton.
Oh yeah.
That's the skeleton. They borrowed that. They were just like, yo, can we use that? This movie's done, right? Okay. And so they just laid out this long skeleton in the desert, and it's the same one.
Wow.
So I think I retweeted it earlier, but look on my Twitter and you'll see that image. But anyway, that blew me away.
All right, I'm going to get poor Kevin, who's been outside for... himself.
He could have watched it, and he didn't.
And again,
I was so excited.
I'm not mad at you. Close up on me. I can do that, and no one else can.
Come on, I hate it.
I shouldn't get Kevin. Maybe
this
just
sucks.
This is
podcast. No.
This is my show. Welcome to my show. Okay, Kevin.
No. Okay, Sean's gonna go get Kevin. We don't need to. Yeah, we don't need to show him again.
Yeah.
No more closets to him.
Yeah, no more of that.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah.
Real quick, before he gets back, he's gonna hear me.
Oh, you found it. There's the image.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's literally the thing on the cover.
It's the neck.
And that's in the desert, yeah.
I don't know how long Kevin was standing the way I saw him stand, but he was just staring at the glass like...
I heard my name. My name, and I'm like, I'm going to stand very ominous, just
it
staring.
You were standing...
Game face.
I'll get on my knees so you can see me, but you were standing just like... through the glass door.
I knew you were coming, so I put my phone in my pocket.
Okay, good.
And I just stared like directly at
you. That was like a 20-minute conversation. Was he doing that the whole time? That was a psycho.
He loves scares, man. He's still in the Halloween season too.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of scares,
uh-oh.
This episode is going up on Election Day. Tuesday.
Ooh.
The day has finally come. So we're coming near the end of the show. Let's do it. Cards on the table. Who did everyone vote for? How did you vote on every subject? Go ahead.
Every subject.
Kevin, you first.
Math, science.
Yeah, right?
Cards on the table. I brought my ballot. I'm going to show it to the camera. Did we all... We didn't do that?
Mm.
Okay, I thought this was a bit.
I got my E-ballot.
I thought this was a whole planned thing.
You know, it was tough. I didn't know. And then I saw one candidate. You can now hunt endangered gray wolves.
Nice.
And I thought, I'm not for that. So whatever candidate did that, I'm going to vote the opposite way. So that's what I did.
Okay,
I voted
counterpoint.
I voted to save the gray wolves, personally.
Counterpoint, if I run into a gray wolf, I'm going to wish that thing had been shot previously. So,
yeah. I don't want gray wolves coming into my backyard.
Yeah, I don't want a gray wolf in my house.
So I go, tell me where to put this
right here.
Sniper wolves, no.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I will say, nice.
Good to go.
Nice. I will say, as Derek mentioned before, we can be the voice. We are younger and we are fucking better than these old fucks. And there's more of us.
Yeah.
So if you're going to, I say honestly, like, you probably have been told us 10 million times. I know I have. But let's vote and get these old fucks and shut them the fuck up.
Yeah.
So vote and shut these old fuckers up. That's all I got to say.
That's what rules, though, about this election is all young people running. That's what is...
Well, it's not the case, but I'm tired of old people deciding shit.
No.
They've had their time,
and I'm
done with them.
So you're right.
So I'm going to be the one, you know, maybe all the things I vote for aren't going to happen, but as long as my peers are the ones who get to say, fine. I just don't want... No offense. I don't want grandpa to vote anymore. It's my turn.
I completely agree. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm making a goof on the candidates and how we have to vote for 70 plus year old people, which I still can't understand. That's a bit, but what the sentiment behind what you're saying is 100% true. I'm so tired of, my parent. Sorry, I like my parents, but they tell me stuff and I'm like, yeah, good. Okay. Yeah, great. Yeah, you do that. Okay, I'm going to cancel you out with this and this.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's like, it's our time. Sorry.
Hey, you know, my grandma's deciding about net neutrality.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to work a computer. Why do these old people get to decide on shit that doesn't affect them?
Yeah, my grandma's voting on net neutrality. It's like, yeah, cool. Can you just, can you move out of the way,
Is that
please?
Up again?
No,
but you know what I'm saying? Like,
stuff like that.
It's just stuff like that. It's an example. But it's like, you know, so I don't know. If you're sitting on your couch today and you're watching the podcast and you haven't voted, you've been told this 1,000 times, but just go do it and fuck the old people.
Yeah.
There's my statement.
Yeah. I have, for whatever reason, a lot of trouble every year. I always get told my registration is messed up and like all that stuff. But if you hammer them enough, if you have trouble like me, trust me, no one could have been more screwed up than mine. But, hammer them enough about it, it will get solved. And I did, and I got mine, and I did vote. I just got the email moments ago that it was counted.
Yes.
So it will happen.
Email.
You can get through. If you could get through, if I could do it, you could do it. Trust
Hell yeah.
me. But I am very, very, I said, we had a little bit of a disagreement before the podcast. Sean was like, oh my God, the election is Tuesday. Oh, and I said, I'm excited. And John was like, whoa, I think we have a major disagreement here. But my answer to that was, no matter how we try to help it, we are in a truck headed straight for the chicken coop right now. I could stress about it, but let me see. Nah, brakes are cut. We're about to hit a shitload of chickens. It's going to happen.
Let the feathers
so
fly,
I
baby.
Am weighted. I mean, I'm not like stoked. I'm not stoked about it.
Are you stocking up on ammunition?
I am very. Oh yeah, of course.
Okay.
I don't have any guns, but I just figured I might
just
as well
get
have
yourself
it,
a
just as a collection.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm excited just to see what will come out of it. I don't know if that's the right word. I don't know if that's the right word. But I am just
Sure.
I think Sean and I are on the same page.
We are
wording it in a different way.
Yeah.
I could have dread, but it's happened.
Right.
What's done is we're speeding toward it no matter what.
So
I've already said that.
This is what it is, I think. We are all in the same fucking truck headed to that chicken coop, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I am like this. And Rocco is like this.
Yeah.
And that's all
done.
It is. We're in the same truck.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's how we're handling the situation. So that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I'm really curious what is going to happen.
Exciting is the right word. It just sounds a little... sounds selfish to use the word. Like, I would even say when coronavirus was happening, it's like, these are exciting times. There's definitely a change to the
routine. Yeah, but it's not like that. Yeah, it's not like, wow, I'm excited. Yeah, it's not. That's not what I mean.
It's more excitement than your mundane, normal 9-to-5 routine we've had for, you know.
Yeah, I think it's more just, I'm always looking to like, all right, what do we got to do next? As opposed to being at the mercy of, oh God, no. Like, I'm looking for the next direction.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
What happens?
You know, even
next?
With all the virus stuff was terrible. But I want to do what I need to do. How do I do? What do I do to make this better and fix it?
Sure.
What do I do? As opposed to, you know, oh God, now we're, you know, like, I want to give me the next direction. Let's do it. Let's do it. That's what I mean.
Rocco, I feel some comfort in that.
I get it. This is what it's like. And I'm going to take away from the chicken thing.
No.
It's like a roller coaster. Yeah. Once you're going up that ramp, you're not getting off the roller coaster. You're going on the roller coaster. Yeah. So you might as well be into it and fucking amped, because if you're not, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is.
I think I'm
on this coaster. I don't want to be on this roller coaster, but here I am. So maybe I will be like, all right, let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
You're on it with your kids, your wife.
Everyone I know is on this fucking coaster with me.
They're all on your shoulders, and the crest of that coaster is peaking.
It's peaking, and we're about to go down this fucking thing.
Hold on tight.
Sean, that's a great metaphor, because I would rather die than go on roller coasters. They fuck my day up. But the couple times I've done it, I've gone on Space Mountain
with you guys and stuff like that.
That it was it. It's like, oh, we're really clicking over this thing. So I just go into because to just be like, oh God, I don't want to do, like, you've already done it.
You're already on it.
Yeah.
You can't get off it. Let's just go.
You got to do it.
Yep. So on that note,
that's where I'm at. Let's charge forward. We're going to be okay. Let's charge forward and see what we got to do next.
Right.
If something shitty happens, you know, no time for, you know, woe is me stuff.
Right.
Tell me what to do next. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's get it done.
What comes next?
All right. And again, fuck the old people.
Yeah.
Good night on that note. Fuck them.
Youth
Vote
energy.
Kanye. Good night.
Shut up.
Well, Sean, I was paraffrasing what you said.
Oh, my God.
He's only 47.
I thought that's what you were getting at.
He's the youngest.
No, I wasn't saying that at all.
Oh,
I hate
man.
Kanye West. I've never liked him.
Hey.
There are people... We're off, right?
Mute him. Hate the game.
Sorry. There are some people that rub me the wrong way. As we all know, Chris Pratt is one of them.
Chris Pratt rubs you the wrong way. Yeah, I got the Seth Green thing.
I don't like him, and now it's kind of come around where people are turning on him. I'm glad to see people seeing him
my way. Oh, yeah, they don't.
I used to get a lot of shit for my dislike of Chris Pratt, but I just don't like
Chris
him.
That was me when I was younger with Bill Cosby. I was like, this guy's getting cranky. Like, I know he had a Cosby show was good, but like, he's just like complaining about everyone else all the time.
Yeah,
and he's just kind of like, his show sucks, his new show sucks, and everyone's like, what? How could you say that?
He's America's dad. And
guess what?
I know.
I always win. I always pull out.
Yeah. There you go.
Good night.
Do you think Emperor Palpatine like orders them to kind of like spread holiday cheer around the galaxy? What's their purpose?
What?
You know,
I mean, what's the purpose of a...
Chris Pratt tried to be so fucking charming, and he thought he was so cute and clever, but Paul Rudd, love him.
Yeah, great.
He's America's sweetheart. Fine.
Yeah, of course.
I'm fine with Paul Rudd being the guy everyone likes. But Chris Pratt tries to show up like he's so fucking charming, and he does not have the Paul Rudd energy.
Hey, all I'm going to say is he was perfectly fine, had no problems with him when he was fat.
Fat Pratt.
And now he's all like ripped, and he sucks.
Bullshit.
Enough said.
Parks and Rec Pratt, you got my vote.
Enough said.
I didn't.
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Graham.
Quite the relationship.
You know what?
In the third season.
I really get, I don't know what it is. And you're the only friend that this happens to, Garrett.
What?
We're all watch a show and go, Garrett would like her.
Of course.
And I don't know why it's only you, but watching Schitt's Creek and there's Stevie, I'm like, that is
Garrett
would be into this girl. And then I found out you watched a show and you liked her. And it's like this, I don't know what it is with you where it's like, I find people for you. I don't know kinda, why.
It's that like slightly trashy thing.
She's not trashy. She's just like, it's just like someone who's like a little bit closed off and just like short with people and just like sarcastic.
Oh,
and just like, yeah, whatever. Like that, I see that. Ooh, get like
it's
that.
A challenge.
That's almost what Johnny told me the other day with the with this Mandalorian. He saw Tusken Raiders doing sign language, and he went, "Oh," he's like, "I paused it and I went, oh, Rocco's gonna fucking love this." So it's kind of a similar thing. I don't think the Tusken Raiders are hot, but you know, maybe I don't know.
I wish they would have showed a female.
Yeah, we got one glimpse in Attack of the Clones, and that's it. Maybe, you know. What's going on?
There was
under those masks.
A whole tribe of them. We got some teepees, but nothing inside again. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I should have brought. I have a gaffy stick at home. I could have brought it. And I could have done the thing.
Yeah.
And then Damn. Who knows what would have been next?
Jenny, whenever that Tusken Raider makes that sound in the original show or movies, rather. She was just like, oh, that sound just bothers me. Something about that sound.
Yeah. Really?
So this episode, she's like, this is my fucking nightmare.
She doesn't like
those. I always thought they had cool sound design.
I thought so, too.
Star Wars has always had great sound design. Yeah. That's one of the hallmarks of the series.
Yeah.
Are we still in the main podcast?
No.
I mean, I never switched to the recording.
Okay, you know what? Then grand finale. Oh, you know what?
What?
Johnny. Johnny, edit the coolest finale to this and say, I want to do a thank you to Tenga. Do like a tribute to them for sponsoring this podcast.
You know what?
Edit like a whole trailer. He's I think he's moving.
I think
week,
he's moving right now.
Yeah, he's extremely busy. And so he'll make time. He'll have to make time though.
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess, sleep less. So just a whole tribute to Tenga as a thank you to them for just doing such a great job sponsoring this podcast. And, you know, I don't know if he wants to use one for this video or something. I don't know how that's
going to work. That's kind of like a tribute.
Yeah, that's up to him.
Use it like
whatever he's willing to share.
Like a tribute.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, are you jerking off?
No.
Well, you should be.
Whoa!
Awesome! Any questions?
No.
Wow, we're back. Thank you, Johnny,
Johnny,
for that. Good night.